It's Art Spotlight, and coming up the 14th and 15th of this month is the 23rd Annual Global Fest. Joining me from the Morton Center is the director, Bess Bukowski. Hi.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is so much fun. I've been here almost 3 years now, and I remember that first year seeing Global Fest and thought it was so incredibly interesting. And I know this is a partnership with the City of West Lafayette, with Purdue Convocations, and the International Center of West Lafayette. Tell us a little bit about your history with the Global Fest.
Sure. Well, as you said, this is our 23rd year, and this is my fifth year with the festival. So in the grand scheme of things, I'm relatively a newcomer to the festival. About 3 years ago, we celebrated our 20th year and said, you know what, going into year 21, we want to really reimagine what we're doing and make sure that we're still relevant for our community. So, you know, we asked some questions within our committee and really started to drill down into how we presented the different components of the festival. And over the past 3 years, we've built on some of the answers that we found during that process. So expanding our partnerships, Purdue Convocations came on 3 years ago. That was just fantastic. So this year, you're going to see some really fabulous internationally traveling artists courtesy of Convocations. And then also 3 years ago, the International Center of West Lafayette started to take a bigger role in how we rolled out the festival. So this year, they have actually decided to combine their 43rd annual International Food Bazaar. So this is something that they've been doing for a long time. It's going to bump up our food options from 9 to 12 food vendors to over 20. So that's just a dream come true. When you think of Global Fest, you think of eating all those great international foods, seeing wonderful performances, and really just immersing yourself in the different cultures that you find in and around Greater Lafayette.
I know that this is sort of the perfect time of year that, you know, the fall comes and it's beautiful weather. And I think it's amazing that there's food, there are events. I love that there's a naturalization ceremony that's taking place this year on Friday. And I think it's so wonderful that it's sort of for everyone, not only of different nationalities, but of any age.
Absolutely. So the naturalization ceremony, that's going to be on Friday at 3 p.m. And that has been around as long as Global Fest. Global Fest started in 1994, and the naturalization ceremony came the year after. So from 1995 to this year, we have been celebrating and naturalizing just over 100 citizens every year as part of the festival. Back in the day, the Global Fest would start right after the naturalization ceremony. But, you know, around the late 90s, they cut it back to really focusing on the ceremony on Friday and then the large festival on Saturday. So this year, on September 15th, we'll kick off the festival at 12 noon, and it's going to go all the way to 10 p.m. at night. So it's a great, easy festival to enjoy, and it's free admission. So everyone can come.
This collaboration for Global Fest, I know, takes place with the Morton Center, the City of West Lafayette, Purdue Convocations, the International Center. And I know you've mentioned that the Food Bazaar is, you know, just really expanded. I know originally that it just sort of started with local music groups. Has this expanded as well?
Yes. The local music and sort of the regional music is still very important to us, highlighting artists within our community. And it's been made a little simpler through the Indiana Arts Commission. So we were able to reach out to them to write a grant and to be able to get the funding to provide a better stage for all of our musicians, and then also recruit some of our local dancers. A new group this year is a Purdue student organization called Boiler Bangra. So they're going to go on at 6 p.m. on our indoor stage, and I've seen some clips of their live performances. It's vibrant, it's beautiful, and it's exciting. So definitely check that out at 6. And then on the outdoor stage, we're going to have Indie Hula, which is a guest of the Polynesian Cultural Club of Purdue. So we're excited to have them for the first time on our stages as well.
All sorts of activities that are going on outdoors and indoors for the 23rd Annual Global Fest. Tell me a little bit about your staff and volunteers if someone's interested in the Morton Center. Tell me a little bit about how many folks you work with, and if someone's interested in volunteering or maybe taking part of the program. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So Morton runs classes year-round. We have usually between 30 and 40 contractors that offer over 300 classes on a trimester. We have 3 full-time staff, and that, you know, really makes life very exciting. We're always running around and making sure it's all taken care of and all ready for the community. We also offer rental space. So a lot of people don't know that about the Morton Center. Some of our dance groups, so the McGovern Cayley Irish Step Dancers and the St. Boniface Yulotzen Dancers, they came to Morton to rent and practice their dancing. And then we formed a relationship, and I said, why don't you come see us at Global Fest? This is fantastic what you're doing, and this is a great way to share it with the community. And it is a need in our community that we see. There's just not a lot of open space for groups to meet and to offer different workshops that they need to do, or even just to get together with their Purdue organization. You know, we'll have dinners there and things like that. So besides classes, we do rental space as well.
Global Fest is coming up. You want to check it out on the 14th and 15th, and it's there at Columbia and Chauncey Avenues in West Lafayette. We're looking forward to it. It's coming up, the naturalization ceremony on Friday at 3, the 14th, and then Saturday from noon till after the music with the food, cultures, all sorts of incredible things. We're looking forward to it and can't wait for more. We hope you'll come back.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
For WBAA's Art Spotlight, I'm John Clay.